Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Good morning and welcome to Building Exclusively with Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Glad to have each and every one of you on. Today is June 13th, 2023, as of this recording. So we're excited talking about all things AI, how it can change our lives, our businesses, and our money. Okay. So I'm about to hand it over to Greatness and introduce you to the one who will be coming and teaching us about what it is that we will be discussing and talking and learning about and executing today. The one and only lady who has a bright smile, always full of rainbows. Love calling the Care Bear. Anyway, here is Miss Deanna Marie.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Okay, today's title is Revealing Hidden Trends or Patterns from your past marketing using artificial intelligence.
One more time.
Gotcha. Finding hidden trends or patterns in your past. Oh, hold on. Using artificial intelligence to find hidden trends and patterns.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay. Oh, hold on, y'all. Got my water. I need to keep it close by. Okay. So let's get started. We're focusing on the second question, the second Socratic question. So everyone, get ready, get your think caps on. Whether you have a business, don't have a business, starting a business, had a business, The question is, how might artificial intelligence reveal hidden trends or patterns in your past marketing data that you may have missed? Now, put the question in chat. How might artificial intelligence reveal hidden trends or patterns in your past marketing data that you may have missed? Let's go. Well, yesterday we answered the question, how can artificial intelligence be leveraged to better understand your past business successes and failures? Okay, go ahead, Ms. Adonia.
You know, it's a good question, and I really don't have an answer, but here's what I do have. Because again, these are questions that me personally, I wouldn't think to ask. So guess what I would do? Hey, I'm in the leadership development or whatever industry. What are trends current and the trends that are anticipated to take place, you know, in the near future? Because I wouldn't even know, because I think that answer would give me more information to know what next to ask it. So that's what I would ask. What are the trends? And then what are the trends that are that can be foreseen maybe in the future? Chat probably might like, I don't do future stuff, but you know, but who knows what it would say and what it would do.
Right. Because it has a lot of information stored from previous years. So it can kind of sort of help predict, quote unquote, what may be coming up. So that way you can prepare yourself when it comes to marketing.
Yana, that was, I was going to ask that because it's not up to the trends going on in the past year. Where do you go to get that?
So there's Google.
Yeah.
There's Google.
Talked about it yesterday a little bit.
Right. So yeah. There is a... Let me make sure I do the right site. Here we go. So there is a site that we, Antonio taught on a while ago, and I'll share this page. It's trends.google.com. So to find out current trends, you can go here. You can see what's trending now. So the Denver Nuggets. Oh, wow, Treat Williams was killed.
Yeah, it was on the news today.
Man, I liked him. Wait, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, I'll ask you after the class. I was going to ask you, make me know who that is. Never mind.
He did like a whole lot of movies, TV. He did a lot of TV shows. He also, I can't remember what other...
I see his face. I recognize him now. I just never knew his name.
Like the U.S. Open is trending at number 11. But then you can go here. Look, ChatGPT.
What did you say the name of that site is? I can't. It's difficult to see on the phone.
Trends.google.com.
Thank you.
Very welcome. And Antonio taught us on that like years ago when we were building our Facebook communities. So if you want to find what the current trends are, you can go to trends.google.com and I'll put the link in the chat. Okay. So that's how you find the trends coming up in the future. Okay, so for those of you just joining us, we're asking the question. The question of the day is, how might artificial intelligence reveal hidden trends or patterns in your past marketing data that you may have missed?
Diana, do you know if Microsoft Edge has something different? another, because I don't get on that very much, but it's installed in my laptop, and I don't know if they have specific things, and I don't know if you know of that.
I don't know, because I'm a Google person, but if you go into Microsoft Edge, you can still type in trends.google.com and it'll pull it up for you.
Yeah, well, I still like the Chrome best. I don't go over to Edge a lot, but it wants me to, because that's what's installed in here.
Yeah. No, I do understand. I prefer Chrome myself.
Yeah.
I do prefer Chrome myself.
Okay, well, if I find anything on there, I'll let you all know.
Oh, please do. Definitely. All right. So question of today, how might artificial intelligence reveal hidden trends or patterns in your past marketing data that you may have missed? And also, when we are talking about artificial intelligence, not only are we talking about ChatGPT, but we're talking about any other type of artificial intelligence, like IBM Watson. We talked about that. We talked about Microsoft. How you say it, Grace? Azure. We talked about Microsoft Azure. We talked about RapidMiner. There's also, now, mind you, chatbots are also artificial intelligence. So we're expanding, we're thinking of artificial intelligence as a whole. So what you think artificial intelligence can do, it can do. And that's what we're talking about. So how might artificial intelligence reveal hidden trends or patterns in your past marketing data that you may have missed?
Diana, it does have, it's called pluralsight.com.
Oh, okay.
They've got a course, and then they've got something coming up in Vegas in December. And it looks kind of cool with all they have. I'll go through it. Plural Sight.
Looking at it now. Oh, it has classes. Software's it has skill assessments, labs, hands-on learning. Oh, this looks like a, empowers you to onboard, deliver faster.
So it's already installed from there for me, but you can get it from anywhere, I guess.
Sweet.
Okay. Since you're able to get on there, right? It's allowing you access.
This is what I get when I, this is what I get when I go to Pluralsight.
Yeah. I think there may be, like, after a trial, there's like, I don't know, I'm not there back, but it seemed like it said $20 a month or something. I'll look again.
Okay, well, let me share this link with everyone. All right.
The reason I have this is I have Office 360, and that is connected with that, and Outlook and all that.
Oh, yeah. All right. So I got that. Put the link in chat for everyone. All right. Question of the day. How might artificial intelligence reveal hidden trends or patterns in your past marketing data that you may have missed? And again, when we refer to artificial intelligence, we're talking about the whole spectrum of artificial intelligence. How might artificial intelligence reveal hidden trends or patterns in your past marketing data that you may have missed?
Good question. How do we discover what that is that we've missed? How do we go about that?
That's a good question.
How do we know what we missed if we don't know?
So one, I'll open it up. One of the things that you can do is if you have artificial intelligence collects data and collects a lot of data. So what you can do is you can pour in, you can get an artificial intelligence program. You can feed it data from your lead magnets that you used to do. You can go through like Google analysis. What is the one I'm looking for? I'm trying to remember the name of it, y'all. Give me one second.
Google Analytics?
Yes. Thank you, Grace. I was saying Google Analysis, but analysis wasn't the word.
That's what made me think about it.
Thank you. You have things like Google Analytics. If you have a business Facebook page there and you've done ads on Facebook, you have analytics there, and you can feed it into an artificial intelligence software or platform, and it can analyze that data for you to tell you, okay, while this particular product or this particular ad or this particular post did great, this is what you're missing. This is what we caught that you may have missed in doing your marketing.
Wow, that's really cool.
And Facebook Pixel can do that for you too. So that's one way you can feed old data into an artificial intelligence platform, and it'll tell you, okay, we saw that this particular product was trending during these times. But during these times, you also had an influx of customers between the ages of 18 to 34. And normally your customers' age ranges are 29 to 50. So it'll tell you, hey, for this particular product, so there's something about that product that reached a younger audience. So that's one way that artificial intelligence can reveal hidden trends or patterns in your past marketing data. So who else? Well, not who else, but the question again is, how might artificial intelligence reveal hidden trends or patterns in your past marketing data that you may have missed? All right.
So let's say if I don't know what all marketing entails, I can go to ChatGPT and ask, hey, I'm wanting to find out the hidden trends in my past marketing or whatever. I'm having trouble with this question because I'm like,
Okay, so let me help, because if Grace is having this problem, that means everyone's having this problem. In these questions, I want everyone to think outside of ChatGPT, because we've talked about that one. We've talked about Carlos. We focused on Carlos, but there's also other artificial intelligence platforms. So Grace, for you, what you could do is you could ask Carlos, hey, I'm trying to find past, I'm trying to find past trends or patterns from my marketing. Here, go ahead and open your ChatGPT 4 and share your screen.
Okay. Sharing the screen.
What's the difference of ChatGPT 4? Did you say 4?
Yes, ma'am.
That's when you pay, it's you get more from that one. Is that what that's about?
I'm sorry, ask the question again, Ms. Susan.
That ChatGPT-4, is that a level up that you purchase to get more data?
Yes, ma'am. And what it does is it also, it the analytics on it, not analytics, but the information that comes out of it, it's, I don't know, it does more. I can't explain it, but using ChatGPT-4, what it gives you better answers. It pulls out more for you. When we were doing the, for Grace, when we were doing the, her personal development, yeah. We used ChatGPT-4 and you see the answer that came out of that versus GPT-3 or 3.5, it analyzes it better. That's, and if you notice, you also, you have a cap of 25 messages every 3 hours. So it caps you every 3 hours, but it also gives you more in-depth information.
Okay.
And then, okay, so Grace, let's start off with what we were talking about. I want to analyze past marketing data. No, I'm sorry. Delete past marketing data.
Okay.
I want to analyze past trends or patterns in my past marketing data. Oh, what was the question you asked? There was a specific question you asked, Grace.
When it was talking about, because the question that you're asking is how.
How might artificial intelligence reveal hidden trends or patterns in your past marketing data that you may have missed?
Yeah. Just trying to make sure I know, hey, what past marketing data should I have? You know, do I have?
Okay. So ask ChatGPT that question and then ask it. First, type that question in.
Okay, past trends or hold on.
Past trends or wouldn't you have to ask something along the lines of, what data would you need to let me know about my own blind spots regarding my own marketing, and then get that data?
Yes, that was the question you asked, Grace. To put that question in.
Okay, do I take this out?
Yes.
Okay. Put the blind spots.
Check your lineup, Grace.
Okay. Hold on, y'all are blocking it. Can you get rid of this? Okay, thank you. Wait. Can you remember this? I should have it tell me.
So Grace is going to ask ChatGPT, can you give me a comprehensive list of what data should I have and tell me how to prompt you next time to ask it better?
Okay. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Your question seems to be asking about two things: what data you should have on hand to ask better questions, and how to formulate prompts for more effective interactions with me. First, is data required to ask better questions? It says the specific data depends. Depends largely on the nature of your question. For example, if you're asking about a scientific concept, having some basic knowledge about the subject might help to form a more specific question. If you're asking about a current event, you might need to know the date, location, and key figures involved. Here are some categories of data you might find useful. And it talks about dates, names, locations, context.
Now, how to prompt for better responses? Says right. The way you phrase your question can significantly affect the kind of response you receive. And then they gave some guidelines to be specific. So if you're being specific, okay, the information that you want to ask is during the times between 1999 and 2008, these were my sales. This is the marketing that I did. Mm-hmm. And this is the marketing that I did. And in between 1999 and 2008, this was the marketing campaign that I ran. And then you put in the marketing campaign. Mm-hmm. And here are the sales that I received. And then you ask it, can you analyze this information and tell me, you know, what patterns or trends I missed in 1999 through 2008 that I can utilize today to increase my sales? So you're being specific, you're specifying the type of answer you want, and then you're asking the direct question. And then providing the context, you're putting in, this was the marketing. So you put in the verbiage from your marketing, and then you put in what your sales were. And you can break it down. In 1999, sales were 10,000. 2000, sales were 30,000. 2001, sales were 15,000. 2002, and see what, and then put in demographics, you know. The age range of my, and you let it know, the age range of my customers were 18 to 24 in 2000. In 2001, it was 19 to 45. So you prompt ChatGPT to, as you see, to scroll down, Grace. I'm sorry, scroll up. Thank you. So dates, names, location, and context. And then it told you how to prompt for better responses. So that's how you would do your question, Grace.
Okay. Thank you.
Very welcome. Very welcome. And thank you, Ibrahim, as well. All right. So how might artificial intelligence reveal hidden trends or patterns in your past marketing data that you may have missed?
Well, like you said earlier, you can find AI platforms that deal with marketing to help you find the trends, you know, and put that along with Google Trends if need be.
Okay, so let's say you're using a platform like IBM Watson Analytics. So what IBM Watson Analytics will do is it'll use artificial intelligence to analyze the data that you put into it, and it'll find the hidden trends within your data. So you can be able to say, okay, because we talked about IBM Watson yesterday, you'll be able to sit down and say, okay, this is what it says. It says that in 1999 through 2008, our largest audience was an audience between the ages of, there were college students. They were, or either fresh out of college, so they were between the ages of 18 and 24. That was in 1999. In 2000, you know, it moved, it shifted. And so it'll analyze what that shift was, how that shift took place. So you can say, okay, and then it'll show you that trend. So if every other year your audience shifts, okay, so what's going on within my marketing that's shifting my audience? Well, in 1999, this was my marketing campaign. And then in 2000, this was my marketing campaign. So I had two different marketing campaigns. That's a wonderful thing about the A-B testing when it comes to your marketing campaigns. Because within A, you test this group. And in B, you test this group. So maybe when you did your marketing, your target audience wasn't your actual target audience. So it'll analyze that information for you and say, okay, this is what we noticed. We noticed that majority of your customers are between these ages. But because you do two different marketing campaigns at two different times, you're missing out on 50% of your audience. So every time you do a marketing campaign, you should do an A-B campaign where A is this one, B is this one, to see what works to bring in both audiences at the same time. So that way you get 100% of your money at the same time instead of 50% 1 year, 50% the next year. So that's one way Yes, sir.
Another cool thing is that it doesn't have to be just your marketing. For example, if you're a motivational speaker, you could say, like, could you point out 5 to 10 things that Tony Robbins did in, then you can mention the specific year, to break onto the map, okay? To break into the scene. And then you can say, name the things that Grant Cardone did to increase his reach since 2004. And then you can say, provided the updates in technology and opportunities today, how could one use those principles in this specific context? And of course, you could word it better. But yeah, you could actually change, like you could go as far back as, you know, P.T. Barnum, you know, the greatest showman. You can get his strategies that he used to just promote a circus. And then you can ask AI to find out how they could apply it to a context like, you know, the TikTok era.
All right. So you can, what Ibrahim was saying, you can use artificial intelligence to look for the hidden trends of other successful people and their marketing to see what you can do in your marketing. Who would love to know the hidden trends and patterns of Tony Robbins? Because let me tell you something, I don't know how that man do it. And he ain't a caramel coated apple either. He the sour apples. So if y'all have not seen I Am Not Your Guru, Thank you, Ibrahim. That's awesome. So you can use artificial intelligence to reveal the hidden trends and patterns in someone else's past marketing. I would love to see the hidden trends and patterns of Coca-Cola. And we've had, in one of our marketing classes years ago, we studied Nike. So Nike targets the people, they target the average people. They, it to me, Nike says you put on a pair of Nikes and you can be just like the athletes, no matter how big or small. That's what comes to mind with Nike. All right.
But Nike uses star, people like that are that big. They have, athletes that people follow that tend to buy because of them. So they're smart. Their brand are the faces and people of popularity that youth in particular, but most people will follow because I got to have my Jordans or whatever the case may be. So those big companies, though we're not really competing with them, it is a good idea to kind of see what they're doing and maybe steal some of those ideas. I mean, of course, we can't maybe, knock knees with Jordan or whatever, but, you can see the concept that they're putting into place.
You can make your product specific to the period before they signed Jordan, because they didn't start off with Jordan. And they started this whole category of expensive sneakers, because before that, no one paid $20, $30, $40 for a sneaker, just even that much.
Yeah, I was a K-Swiss kid myself. My favorite ones was the white one with the gold. I thought I was just, you couldn't tell me nothing. My K-Swiss got gold on it. And then when they came out with the black suede ones with the gold, priceless. And I found out about K-Swiss because I was playing tennis at the time, and the commercial I saw, there was a tennis player wearing K-Swiss. And I was like, oh, I have to give you some K-Swiss, only to find out, no, you do not wear K-Swiss when you play tennis. Don't do it to yourself, okay? Don't do it. Those are not made for tennis, okay? Some good old-fashioned Nikes, you good. No, this is wonderful. Let's keep it going. Let's keep the conversation going. So we can use artificial intelligence, and we can look for hidden trends of other companies, other products. So not only can you do it with Tony Robbins or Nike or Coca-Cola, but you can also do it with, let's say you're a motivational speaker, you do it Les Brown. You can do it with Lisa Nichols, Brené Brown.
A long time ago, Diana, I actually asked ChatGPT, hey, give me top 10 lessons from Machiavelli's The Prince. Okay, so I got those. And then I said, could you find how Imran Khan has applied these? So I just wanted to see if he has been using any of these intentionally or unintentionally. So I think something of value there is that if someone from that company, for example, like Nike, they have the Shoe Dog book. For Netflix, This Will Never Work, or something like that. There are books about companies. So you can first ask ChatGPT to get a summary of that book. So you get actionable things, and then you can say, okay, how does a life coach apply lessons from Shoe Dog, which is a company about shoes? So this translation also can be very helpful.
Thank you very much, Ibrahim. Thank you. Now, let's say you're an author. And in the past, this is how many books you've sold. But now you're in the same genre as James Patterson. So you want to know, how did James Patterson write all of these books and sell them? Well, let's see. You go to ChatGPT, you ask the question, how many sales have James Patterson had over the years, or which book sold the most? And what year did this book come out? And then you can go to, once ChatGPT gives you the answer, you can go to an artificial intelligence and you can say, okay, here are the sales, here's the year, here's the book. What hidden trends you know, how did he do his marketing, or what marketing campaigns did he run? Like you find all that information first, because you have to find it. Then you put it into ChatGPT or ask ChatGPT for it. Then you go to artificial intelligence, like, okay, here's all the data. This was the year, this was how many sales. This was the year, this is how many books were sold. This was the name of the book. And then you ask it, you know, what campaign did he use? How did he sell it? You can ask, and you can put it into chat, put it into artificial intelligence, and it will analyze all of that information. So now you can take that information, put it back into ChatGPT, and say, create me a marketing plan for my book entitled, and put the title of your book. And you do, and you say, based on this information, and you copy and paste all information that whatever artificial intelligence platform you use spit out to you, and you put it into ChatGPT and say, okay, here's the information. Create my marketing plan based on this information. And ChatGPT will give you that marketing plan. So now you have a marketing plan based on James Patterson's top selling book.
That's good.
Thank you.
So basically, you can do this in any industry. So whatever industry, whatever industry,
you go.
You look at the top, who's at the tip top. You know what? What did Amazon do? You know, look at Amazon's marketing.
There you go. You can do it with sales. You can find the patterns of in sales that you miss, the patterns and trends in sales that you miss. Find out who is the top salesperson in the country. How did this, and you go to ChatGPT, okay, what year did this salesperson have their top sales? Okay, so it was in 2000. What were their sales numbers? There's the numbers. Okay, go to artificial intelligence. Hey, it's this person this year, this many sales. Analyze this and tell me what trends they did. And then you can go to ChatGPT, create me a sales plan based on all this information. And so now you're finding out, okay, Grant Cardone is the top salesperson, was the top salesperson in 2000. He sold over a million, he had over a million such and such in sale. How did he do it? Well, we see that there's a trend where he did this and he did that. He has over 30,000 hours on social media. And through social media, through those lead magnets, he made these sales. Oh, my allergies just decided. Oh, good morning, Sheena.
Now, just as an experiment, I went to ChatGPT and asked about James Patterson, the best.
Oh, which don't share your screen. Don't share your screen.
Hold on. Okay, here we go. So I asked, which James Patterson book sold the most and what year did the book come out? Well, ChatGPT let me know, hey, you know, my knowledge cuts off in September 2021. So he tells me who James Patterson is. And it says it's hard to say definitely which of his books have sold the most copies. But what I did is I went to Bard, which is Google's ChatGPT, and asked the same question. And they told me,
okay,
James Patterson's best-selling book is Along Came a Spider. It was published in 1993, sold over 100 million copies. It tells about James
worldwide.
Patterson. Worldwide, right. And it tells about James Patterson and, you know, his books, then the Alice Cross series. And it talks about other books that he wrote that sold millions of copies. Yeah. So Bard is another one. Ibrahim, you know, was telling us one day that if ChatGPT can't provide the answer because it cuts off in September of 2021. You can also go to Bard.
All right, Grace. Oh, you got me pulling up Bard. All right.
Yeah, bard.google.com. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so there's another way to get it. Antonio is telling me this, y'all. So I'm about to Grace, go to ChatGPT-4.
Okay. Here. Okay. Chat. Anyway. Okay, I'm in 4. Okay.
All right. Pull down the menu.
Menu.
Oh, no, go to settings first.
Settings.
Grace, you're in 3.5.
Oh, that's why. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Ah, here we go. Settings.
Okay. Beta features.
Okay.
And make sure both plugins and browse with Bing are clicked.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. There we go. Okay.
All right. Now open up a new chat.
Okay. Thank you, Romy Rome.
Pull down your menus on ChatGPT-4.
What do you mean?
Pull down menus. Is it that?
Right here? No, that says hide sidebar.
No, up higher.
Here?
I think that's it. Nope. That's groups.
Hold on. Ah, there we go. Is this the menus?
No, I don't think so. Okay, click ChatGPT-4. I'm gonna share my screen. Stop sharing your screen. This is what it looks like.
Okay. Okay, I just saw that.
Oh, does that mean plus and 4 is the same thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I see it now.
Okay,
browse
click. If you're an entrepreneur or a business owner aiming to expand or manage your online presence, Dynadot is the perfect partner for you. At Dynadot, registering for a domain is not just easy, it's cost-effective. With services like their free domain privacy, free website builder, and free email address with every registration, along with the robust platform for domain investors to buy or sell domains, Dynadot matches the need of growing digital brands. Their tools are designed for everyone and require no technical knowledge whatsoever. Everything is built with accessibility in mind, from the advanced domain search to their intuitive website builder. On their platform, you'll find industry-low domain registration prices with domain extensions specifically for entrepreneurs like you who are ready to make their next big moves. Secure your website's domain name today with Dynadot and let your online journey take off. Visit dynadot.com/success to get started. That's dynadot.com/success to get started. That's dynadot.com/success to get started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Browse with Bing.
Okay. I just did.
All right. I'm waiting for the next.
Deanna, if you upgrade to the plus, does everything still look the same on your screen? Everything you've done? Like what we're seeing now, the chats on the side, is that all still there?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
He sent me a message saying he asked the same question as before.
Gotcha.
Okay. So we were talking about James Patterson.
Yes.
So the most... Here. Here we go. It's thinking. Ah, here we go. Oh, it says browsing the web.
Browsing the web.
All right.
Wow, that's cool.
Okay. It says searched Bing, best-selling James Patterson book. And it's thinking.
Look, it clicked on a link.
Yeah. Going back to the last page.
It's going back to the last page.
It's telling you what it does. Okay.
Clicked on another link.
All right.
Go back to the last page. Okay. So it's doing a search. It's searching.
Right. Okay. Did you want to stop sharing so we'll keep going, and when it pops up I can always say
all right. Yeah, stop sharing for now to see if it'll process faster.
Okay.
But as you all can see, artificial, you can find out the trends of other businesses, other companies. And then while that's processing, artificial intelligence, what it can also do is it'll look at all the data and it'll try to find connections and patterns for you. It's like a detective trying to solve the mystery for you. So you can use ChatGPT-4, do this. There's Bard, you can ask Bard and get the information. And then you can also use it to ask it, okay, with this information, what artificial intelligence platform can I use to analyze this? Now, wonderful thing is when Rhino Lake comes out, you ain't gotta do all that because it'll do it for you. When I tell y'all, I'm super excited about Rhino Lake because everything I've ever wanted in a customer relationship management system or platform is all in Rhino Lake. So you can put in all of your information into Rhino Lake and it'll give you it'll analyze all the information for you. It'll tell you your trends. It'll even help you find customers within your trends. Not only that, it'll help you start a conversation with them. Like how many of you have, you know who your customers are, you have the community, but you don't know what to say. And Rhino Lake will do all of that for you on top of analyze your current and past information so you can make better decisions moving forward in your business. So Rhino Lake is going to be all of the artificial intelligence in one. I can't begin to tell y'all how excited I am because I don't know about y'all, but I don't like having 1,500 different logins. give me one login to one platform that does everything from my calendars to my tasks management, all of that. All right, Grace, how are we looking over there?
All right.
Is it still processing?
Let's check it out.
Yeah, it's still processing.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'll let you know.
All right. So while that's processing, let's keep moving. Who else? What? How else can we use artificial intelligence to find hidden trends or patterns? So let's say you have a marketing idea and it's a guerrilla marketing campaign that you're doing. And in this guerrilla marketing campaign, you've done your research, you've done your studying, and you realize that another company has also attempted this campaign, but wasn't quite successful. So you can take that company's information, put in their information, and then put in your information and ask artificial intelligence to analyze it and tell you, okay, how did they fail? What did they do wrong so you can make improvements on your guerrilla marketing campaign so that you don't fail? So that's something that you can do as well when it comes to artificial intelligence. All right, how are we looking over there, Grace?
Something was wrong on my end, so I refreshed and was trying it again.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when it gets done, I'll let you know. All right.
Since Carlos is being... All right. So here are the steps. I'm going to give you guys 8 steps. Let me make sure. Hold on. Before I give you these steps. Okay. So I'm going to give you 8 steps on how artificial intelligence can analyze large volumes of data quickly.
Say that one more time.
8 steps on how artificial intelligence can analyze large volumes of data quickly. So the first thing it does is it gathers lots of data. Step one, it gathers lots of data. So what it does is it collects like a bunch of different puzzle pieces. Let's say you have a 1,000-word puzzle. It gathers all those pieces. And each piece represents a small part of the information. So as you're putting the puzzle, it's just like a puzzle. Each piece has a little piece of the picture on it. So each piece is a small portion of the data. And it's information like what people buy, what people click on, what stops people, what gets their attention. And then the second thing you do is you feed that data into the artificial intelligence. So we're going to give it the whole puzzle at one time because it can hold it and it's going to it can process all of that at once. And then what artificial intelligence is going to do is because it's going to sort and organize all of that data for you, which I absolutely love. So instead of Miss Susan tells me all the time when her and Mr. Phil are working through things, she prints out everything. Well, and then they scatter it out so they can analyze all of the information. Well, what artificial intelligence does is it analyzes all of that information for you. So it'll sort it, and it'll organize it, and it'll arrange everything in place. So if all of these puzzle pieces are white, it'll put them over there. If all of these color pieces are blue, it'll put them over there. If all of these color pieces are clouds, okay, we're gonna put the clouds right here. And then we got grass, okay, we're gonna put grass over here. And then step four, it looks for the patterns. So it sees the things that we miss. It sees the connections that we missed. It sees the connection between Jerome and Law that we would never pick out. It sees the patterns between Adonia and Melissa that we would have never seen. Because to us, those are four different demographics. But there's a connection between all of them that we miss. So artificial intelligence will say, okay, hey, look, now I know you count all four of these people as four different things, but what you're missing is there's a pattern between all four of them. And then it's gonna solve the puzzle. Okay, so the pattern between all four of them that you miss is they're all four of them are authors. But me just looking at them from my mindset, no, they're four different people. There's not commonality. Is that a word, commonality? Oh, okay. I didn't make up a word. I actually got one. Okay. Yeah, no, I'll make up words off top. You know, where I'm looking at them and I don't see anything in common. Artificial intelligence is telling me, no, there's a commonality between these four people that you absolutely missed. And then it's going to do some quick calculations for me. And it's gonna analyze the data between these four people faster than I ever could. And it's going to tell me, okay, hey, look, this is what you need to learn about these four people. The commonality between these four people is that they're entrepreneurs, they're authors, and they all have books. Speaking it into existence for Miss Adonia, because she does have one. And then not only does it analyze the data, but it also learns from it. So it'll remember what it's seen before, which will help you in making predictions and find trends. So it's going to say, okay, we remember Jerome, Law, Melissa, and Adonia. So now, when you do something that's even remotely close to these four people, we're going to remember, we're going to tell you, no, wait, you forgot about these four people and what they have in common. So what we're going to do is we're going to remind you and we're going to help you, create a marketing campaign to focus on these four people in this area because you didn't do that before. And then you're gonna run that campaign and it's gonna provide you insights. So it's gonna tell you, okay, with this campaign, Jerome and Law liked this, but they didn't like this. Adonia and Melissa liked this product, but this ad is not what drove them. It was this ad that drove them. And Jerome and Adonia responded to this particular ad, and this is the trend happening between all four of them. So that's how artificial intelligence will analyze your information for you and run it down for you and help you in making your decisions, letting you know what you missed. Because who else would have looked at Jerome, Law, Melissa, and Adonia as four different customers, but not looking for the commonality or the patterns between the four of them?
That's brilliant. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I mean, I don't even know what to say, but I need to go get on chat. That is brilliant. That's brilliant because I do think I know, but not think, I know who my customer is. Don't know always where they are, but I know who they are because it's kind of me. However, I guarantee you now, based on what you said, there are others that have legs into the business and can also capitalize, and I just may need to go after them just a little bit differently from the standpoint of verbiage, you know, how I speak to them to get them. I just think you could go now, because I just think that's how good that was. You can put a period into that sentence and walk away and get an A plus on your program, because that was excellent.
Thank you, Ms. Adalia. Thank you very much. But that's Ms. Adalia, that's what artificial intelligence does. Because imagine all of the marketing that you've ever done and how it didn't work. Or on your Facebook page, you see all of these people and you like, where did these people come from? And you have no clue. Well, artificial intelligence can analyze all of that information for you and tell you, hey, this is the trend you're missing. Let's say you have let's say 70% of your audience isn't even in this particular country. And you're trying to figure out, okay, why is majority of my audience in Indonesia? And this actually happened to Antonio. We were trying to figure out why is it that majority of Antonio's audience is in Africa? We was like, what is going on? In my head, on a spiritual note, because he's all motherland and they understood that. But genetically, he is all motherland. He has no ties to any other country but Africa, genetically. But when you're trying to figure something like that out and you're missing something, artificial intelligence can analyze that for you. And you can even go as far as there could be something trending in that country that you have no clue. And you just so happen to be a part of that trend. Because artificial intelligence can also say, okay, well, you're trending in Africa and currently in Africa, these are the trends. Or you can go to Google Trends and be like, okay, what's trending in Kenya? Because 80% of your audience is from Kenya. You like, what is going on? Like, I mean, it's time for me to take a trip. But what is, so you can understand your audience. And the more you understand your audience, the stronger your marketing campaign will be. So you use artificial intelligence to analyze that information. And then they're saying, well, in Africa, there's a big move on helping the young teenage boys out there. So a lot of people are coming together and it's becoming a trend out there because there's a lot going on. And you just so happen to fall in that trend. So when they did searches for people who are working with teenage boys, they found Jerome. So they just started buying his books. And Jerome's like, wait a minute. Well, you know, I got an increase of book sales. Like, I'm not complaining, but where is it coming from so I can do it over and over again? Like, what trend am I missing? What happened? And when he artificial intelligence tells him, oh, this is why. So now what does Jerome do? Okay, you show it right. This is where my focus is for my marketing, but let me also plan a trip out there too. So when I put my feet on the ground and they see me, they'll buy more from me because now they can put eyes on me. So artificial intelligence will help you see things. It'll help you put the puzzle pieces together. Now, if y'all are like me and you don't like help with your puzzles, it's okay. Do your struggle. But if you're that person who loves to have other people help you put the puzzle pieces together, find your artificial intelligence, AKA Rhino Leg. And let it put the puzzle pieces together for you. Now, when it comes to certain things, I love help. So let me tell you something. Right away, I can't wait. I can't begin to express my enjoyment and excitement about Rhino Leg. Not because Antonio built it, but because Antonio built it. And it is every single thing that someone like me, I mean, it's like eating chocolate cake with ice cream with your burrito and pizza. These are my favorite foods. That's why I put them together. It's like being able to have all that. It, like, I got my Freebirds burrito I got my pizza, and then I got my strawberry cake, and I'm a strawberry person, with my cookies and cream ice cream. Right there, all together. Yeah, that's me. That's me, y'all. And that's what, thank you all. See, I knew somebody would understand me. My fat kid at heart. Oh, okay. So, update. Rhino leg is done. We just, Antonio just needs to design the login pages and the sign up page. But Rhino leg is done. So, y'all be ready. That is funny. But look, let me show y'all. When he said he just has to fix the login page and the sign up page, bam.
All right now.
Rhino leg is there. It is. Hello, y'all. Okay, can y'all hear me? My earbuds died on me.
Yes.
Copacetic. Okay. There it is. So y'all be ready. Oh, it's gonna be on and popping. Grace, you ready? You ready? It's
gonna be on and popping. Let's go.
Look at this. Man, I wish I had an email.
I don't know why I picture a rhino's leg instead of a rhino's head. But, okay.
I'm excited, y'all. I'm so excited. So excited. I can't begin to tell y'all how excited I am. I wish, I can't wait for the sign-up page to come up. Because I'm be the first one. I'm going to be in there. If y'all don't hear from me for 24 to 48 hours, it's because I'm in Rhino League.
See, Deanna, the reason why I had that response is I have a heart condition, okay? So I can't afford to get excited if it ain't right in front of me. You see what I'm saying? So I gotta play it down. Antonio T. Smith, you play too much, okay? You play too much. Stop telling me it's here that I need it here. So that I can get excited. I can't get excited unless it's here. All right. So that's why I did that.
We almost there.
I do have a comment.
Yes, sir.
And this is, and I think this is for Antonio, but it may not be, because your excitement is contagious. I want you to know that. Okay. And that's a good thing. My brain is sitting here telling me, because I use it every now and then. Is that the way you talk about Rhino Leg in relationship to AI, okay? And you're talking about all the things that Rhino Leg is going to be able to do. And I'm sitting there going, you know, once we sign up with Rhino Leg, what role is the outside artificial intelligence going to play based on artificial intelligence in Rhino Leg? That's what my brain is telling me. Because I'm like, wait a minute now. Because if I'm hearing you correctly, Deanna, there's some things that once we sign up with Rhino Leg, I ain't got to go to the outside ChatGPT to do, because it's already built into. But then is this stuff that I got to do? So see, that's what's going on in my head right now. And that's why I'm playing it down, because see, you trying to get me all excited, and then I can't afford to get excited. Did I mention I got a heart condition?
Yes. Yes, you
okay,
did.
Okay, all right. That's all I'm saying.
Let's not hurt my brother, but I bet you our other brother probably has some kind of connection to chat. You know, how he twisted. You know, he's special. And I say that with love, and he's special. And he probably somehow got some kind of connection where the source is his Carlos connected to, I'm telling you, Rhino Leg, and then added to that. He don't get it twisted. He got something going. You watch.
Trust me. Me, Antonio, and Melissa, we brainstorm. And one of the things that we've talked about is Antonio building his own version of ChatGPT. And what he has is called InSyncEye AI. Running it. So, oh. So he and he talked about it. I can't remember. Okay. He finished NSYNC AI, and NSYNC AI runs Rhino Leg. Now, I just remembered that if you weren't on the Tuesday calls, then you don't know about NSYNC AI. So I apologize to those who were not on the Tuesday calls. Yeah, Antonio created his own artificial intelligence that powers Rhino Leg. And he's also built, and I think he also finished his version of ChatGPT as well. So to answer your question, Rummy Rome, yeah, he did all that. Mr. Don, you know he not gonna just stop at one. Every time he one thing I can give Antonio the greatest credit for is he listens to his audience. Every time y'all have had a question about something, every time y'all have complained about something not working right, every time y'all be like, man, I wish I could have this, this, and this all in one, he listened. Like, there are 73 features to Rhino Leg based on the conversations he's had with all of us. From me to Grace to Law to Sandra to Romy Rome to Miss Adonia, everybody here, the Miss Susan, Melissa, every conversation we've all had, he's listened. And I guarantee on to you, tapping around the leg and see what happens. You're gonna be like, I remember him talking about this. Go ahead, Miss Adonia.
I just think Antonio is chat. I think he undercover. He knows too much, and he probably got a camera in my bedroom. That something wrong with him, but we already knew that. So we just have, there's nothing at this point in my life that would surprise me about him. His wires are not even wired. They're not even connected. They just flipping and flapping all over the place. And each wire has some kind of intelligence attached to it or something. You just got to watch out for him. Remember, he is government, you know, he got government in him too. So.
And the wonderful thing is, Miss Adonia, he used all of that all of that training, all of that intelligence. Is it right? When I tell y'all, okay, Uncle Rum Rum, I have searched for a CRM for years. I have tested hundreds of CRMs, and they all sucked to me because the parts that I wanted, y'all want to charge me thousands of dollars for. No, I'm good. I'll figure this out by myself. The parts that I had were limited. I can't do nothing with this. Like, I can only reach out to 100 people or 250 people or 500 people. That's, I can't, what's the word Antonio always use? I can't grow with that. Like, I can't grow with just 500 people when I'm trying to be worldwide. It's 500 people. It was 500 people in my school. It was more than 500 people in my school. The school I graduated from, there was 666 students in my graduating class. What am I going to do with 500? Nothing. and I've told Antonio this. He's going by the information from research that Tempest has done. He's going by the things that Grace has told him when it comes to sales and lead generation. He's going by the things Uncle Romy Rome has told him about. Look, man, look, I ain't got time for all this. I want to live my life. I'm going to take care of my wife. And I want to I want to be able to sit in my house with all my bills paid with some extra money on the side. Law has created a whole, like, law is tech now. Where is all that stuff gonna go so law can know, hey, these are my people? How, you know, law wants, I can't wait for Veep Meet. Let me tell you something. Because eating healthy is hard.
It is. God bless.
not all restaurants, but with law's gonna be able to find people like me that want to eat healthy, but are fluffy kids at heart. So he, and with Rhino-Leg, he'll be able to know, okay, like it'll automatically pull people in like me. It'll see what's trending from the things that I look at. It's gonna see the vegan recipes I've pulled up, the vegan groups I've joined. It'll see, you know, how the eating healthy sites that I joined or the workout groups that I've joined or whatever. And then it's going to analyze my pictures of me at a restaurant eating a cheesecake. And it's going to be like, okay, Law, I think she needs your help. Rhino Leg is going to do that. And taking me crazy. Man, look, Law, I commend you. We are building video games. And my brain gets to a certain point, it's like, stop. Like, what are you doing? That hemisphere is not that developed just yet, okay? So let's pause. But no, and so Rhino-Leg pulled all of this information because he understood entrepreneurs do not have the funding to hire all of the people it takes to run a multi-million dollar company. But they can save money and actually possibly survive their first to 5 years, like we were talking about yesterday, and just put it in Rhino-Leg. Because Rhino-Leg does everything. Rhino-Leg does your sales, it does your marketing, it does your human resources, it does your analytics, it does your graphic design, your sales funnels in one place. So now we as entrepreneurs have a chance to compete with the Nikes, with the Coca-Colas, with the Tony Robbins, with the Les Browns, with the Brene Browns. We have that opportunity now. And I'm excited about it. When I tell you every time we update. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Every time he tells me the status of Rhino-Leg, I get happier and happier because y'all want to know what I hear? Ooh, a new toy. Ooh, a new toy. I'm going to explore every single aspect of it. Let me tell y'all. Okay, look. But in the process, everyone, make sure you have all your stuff lined up. So when Rhino-Leg come out, all you got to do is plug and play. All you have to do is sync, API key this, do that. We're gonna do instructionals so you can know, okay, when you log it in, this is how you do it. Okay, you ready to do your first campaign? Here we go. Let's walk you through it. Oh, you ready to build your sales funnel? Have you found somebody to partner with yet? Oh, y'all are partnering together? Well, let me help you. And let me help y'all partner together and let's go through the sales funnel together. Like, I'm excited. Me and Grace, she don't know it yet, but we're going to be running some funnels. She don't know it yet, but we're going to be running some funnels together. We're going to sit down and go, okay, Grace, this is what I want to do. This is what you want to do. What funnel can we put together so we can play around and see how this sucker run? Because I'm ready. I am so ready. Let me tell you. I've been waiting. And everything is in one place. Y'all, I'm lazy. Okay. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm lazy. I don't like having.
Okay. Yes. Keep going.
Grace got 30,000 tabs open in Google. I guarantee y'all, if she shut her screen right now, she got 30,000 in one.
Don't do me like that.
But they're
that's
all
okay. You taught me well because I probably got 500. I don't know what all of them is, but I tell you what, it let me know that I've been trying to look and do and fix and put and all that stuff. I'm growing.
But when Rhino-Leg come out, Grace gonna have one link open, just one, and she gonna be so happy.
That's it. Okay,
all those links she got open
is social media, is because she working on social media. Then she got this link open because she doing that. Then she got this link open because she doing that. And then she got this link open because she logged into this site so she can do this. Then she logged into that site. She gonna be all right and late, like, man, my computer runs so much cleaner.
Yes.
It's not screaming at me. It's not yelling at me. It's not I'm saying
freezing on me. Yeah, that's it.
It's freezing on you because it's tied. It's tied, Grace. It is tied. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm responding to something Antonio just sent me. Okay.
Can I say something to you?
Yes, please.
Diana. You was talking about all the different features and it's popped up in my head. So I gotta say it to you, or sing it to you. It's written all over your face. You don't have to say a word. You don't have to say a word. Just hey. Have to say that.
That's like that. Y'all, look, I'm ready. Everything that we're talking about, what AI can do, how artificial intelligence can analyze within SyncEye AI, which is what Rhino Lake is powered by, we're going to be able to do all this in one place. Y'all, I'm so happy. At that point, it's going to be, okay, Uncle Romy Rome, this is what you do. So Uncle Romy Rome, how many sales did you have in the past? Do you have the email addresses and phone numbers? And their names? Okay, come on, let's put them in. I got you, Uncle Romero. Let's do this. All right. So how many did you sell the past, Uncle Romero? Okay, that's how many you said. I'll got your name. Okay. So what marketing plan did you use? Okay, so we got that in there. All right. So now we have avatars for your customers. So now let's go in and let's create this marketing campaign with Rhino Leg and put a sales funnel together, and it all flows through Rhino Leg. So when they start selling, when the emails and everything, it's all in one place. And then you can run reports. My favorite part. I don't know why, but I love reports. I don't know why. It's a weird acne inside of me.
I like reports because I'm a numbers nerd. Okay. That's why I like reports. But yeah, other than that, you know, reports, yeah. Show me these numbers.
Man, and the thing is, I'm not a numbers person, but when it comes to money, give me a report, okay? Let me see. At the end of the month, I want to see my money coming in. And then if I got a hole somewhere and my money is leaking, oh, let's plug this right now. And artificial, Rhino Leg will help you with that. It'll show you where your holes are. And that's what I'm excited. And then Rhino Leg has the scheduling capabilities like Hero Post. So you can do it's all yes. in one. It is all in one. Let me and then
Does it also have Calendly availability? Like calendar? Yeah, like
all there. So you can schedule your appointments. Not only will it find you leads, not only will it find you hot leads, but it'll help you start the conversation with them. If you don't know what to say to these people to get them started.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
So excuse my excitement for my life being easier, okay? But when I tell y'all, Antonio's writing United Cities of Solaria. He has several other books coming out that y'all have no clue about. And there's two specifically that I can't wait for. I want to say the titles of them, but I don't think I can. Well, no, I don't. It's his magical world book. And then he has a book, another one. He ain't talked about, so I can't really say nothing. But the thing about how he writes is he's experienced these places. Well, in 2025, I'm dropping the first book of my 6-book nonfiction series. And I need to travel to these places so I can experience them. So I'm going to be coming out to New York because one of my characters, her home is New York. Miss Adonia, I'm going to be coming out to California because one of my characters, her home is in Cali. I'm from Texas, so I got that part down. Oh, that, man, that accent came out strong.
Okay, I was wondering if you heard it, because I did.
I've never heard that Texan in you until this very moment. Okay. So California Texan is that, that's what we going on a tour. That was you, tech girlfriend, where did that come from?
It came out strong. I got excited. And I don't know where my fourth person is yet. I don't know where she lives yet. She may be in Canada. She may, I don't know. But they all come together in the Fertile Crescent. So I need to be able to take a trip and spend at least two weeks to a month out in the Fertile Crescent to experience it so I can write about it. So I'm going to need Rhino Leg so I can put all my stuff together. So the money can flow in so I can do these travels. Because I don't want to write about something I don't know about. So when I tell y'all I'm excited about Rhino Leg, that's an understatement. Like, I'm literally sitting here like, ooh, new toy. It's like waiting for a movie to drop. They all drop in the greatest month of the year, too. All the good movies drop in the greatest month of the year. Come on, May. I'm just saying. Think about it. All the great movies, Marvels, DC, all of them, they drop in May.
Yeah. Is there some right here that's going on now in June? I'm just saying, no disrespect to May, because yes, okay? None of that. I'm just saying, I got excited because of the movies that I'm thinking about that come out like now. So, yeah. But Deanna, does Rhino Leg also, when you talk to your leads, does it also give you emails to say to them to continue their what's the word I'm looking for? To keep their attention and keep them engaged?
Hell yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay. And then even after the sale, does it continue to keep talking to them?
Okay, y'all sound like a Nike commercial. Knock it off. Because if I don't hit that right now, I need to hit that button, so he need to hurry up. Like, stop it. This is a commercial right now. Knock it off. Stop it.
And then what I already said, stop playing. I'm playing too much.
I know. Stop it.
No, y'all are asking all the right questions. I'm just saying. I mean, it'll send you reminders like, hey, remember to call Jerome. Hey. Remember to send Adonia the email. Hey, you got a hot lead. You might want to jump on this right now. You know what? Don't worry. Here's the message you can send them. Oh, guess what? I already sent the message. And I also scheduled you a reminder to follow up with them in 2 days. Hey, this is the kind of work I'm talking about. Do it for me, okay? Just do it for me. And I don't know if this feature is in there yet, but I was talking to Antonio and he was like, hey, send me a list of, you know, like, cause you know how some social medias have, you know, away, not available, stuff like that. He said, I need you to give me features like that so I could do it. I say, one of the features was, I don't feel like working today. I don't know if he put it in there or not. But this is my favorite feature, because if you click this, it'll work for you. It'll run everything for you for the day. And you ain't even got to touch it. Now, I don't feel like working today. You do the work. I don't know if that feature. Okay. He say it's coming at a later update. Okay. But it's going to be there. So when y'all see that, thank me later.
I remember when you said that, Deanna. I like that.
I got y'all, because sometimes you just don't feel like working. Sometimes you just want to click a button and let it work for you. And I understood that. So for those out there like me, I got y'all, okay? I want my business to run without spending billions of dollars on people. And I don't feel like working. I don't feel like it. I want to sit here and watch Netflix all day. You work. I want to spend time with my wife, Uncle Romy Rome. You work. I'm going to travel for the week with my twin flame. Law, so you do the work. I'm not working today. On vacation. Gone for the week. click a button, you do the work. Well, I want to thank Grace, what's on the agendas for today?
On the agenda today, tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, we have Miss Cheyenne, who is speaking tonight, delivering her first keynote. So we're excited. Going to show us some love. Everybody come on back. Invite somebody so we can show her some love. This is her first keynote, and we want to show her our support and our encouragement so that she can continue to keep going.
It's going to be a very different tone from keynotes. Trust me.
Well, Melissa did say that this morning before the call started. So, hey, don't come, you know, listening for what you're used to. It's just okay. She says it's going to be interesting. So
be open-minded and open-hearted.
Yes, it. Open-minded, open-hearted. But that's what we have going on this evening.
All right. Well, thank y'all so much for joining us. You can plan better. You can dominate. Love you all.
Love you more.
Love you more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.